Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Time Out for Music today brings you reactions and impressions from the 17th edition of the International Jazz Festival in Bansko. Perhaps so we could describe briefly the impressions of the audience as a real feast and also of music experts after the last concert on the playbill of the festival. The 17th edition of the forum once again turned into an incredibly enriching adventure because of the energy of live music and the unique encounters with people from different parts of the world, four continents this time. And in the following minutes, Albena Bezovska makes an attempt to bring together this patchwork, and we will do it through interviews and live recordings from the forum. Starting with US vocalist China Moses. She was in Bulgaria for the first time, and she said that the most important thing for her is to talk to people through her music.
I learned from doing TV the importance of addressing people and watching my mother and watching other artists like Millie Jackson or Tina Turner. These are all artists that would talk to the crowd. And it's very important to let people know who have taken their time to come see you and put their trust in you. It's important to let them know that they're there and that you're playing for them. And if they're not happy, I do not leave stage. If I only could do live albums, I would. If I had the types of budgets where I could throw a party, like do the third set, the famous third set. If you can have like 20, 30 friends come to the studio, have drinks, and record while they're there, that's the type of album I would love to do. The album is only as good as the emotion or what the people feel. Like, it only takes value after somebody has seen you. For me, in my case.
This was China Moses, who had an amazing gig in Bansko. The atmosphere in the studio for which she dreams has certainly came true for her concert. And participants in the party were hundreds. Tremendous energy came also from saxophone player Candy Dalfa. The blonde beauty is certainly more famous than her father, Hans Dalfa, but never fails to emphasize that she has learned everything from him.
Most of what we do together is unplanned. We like that, so sometimes when he plays somewhere and I have a free night, I go with him and jump on stage. But in October, we do a small mini tour together in Japan. I learned everything from my father. And it is true that when I started playing, I was 6 years old. And I asked my father if I could hold the saxophone and if he would teach me. And within 15 minutes, we were already arguing. And I was saying, no, it's a G. And he was like, oh. So after that, he decided not to be my teacher. But in the end, he is my teacher because everything I do, how I talk, how I play, how I act, is all. And my mother always says, oh, you're just like your father. Yeah, one of the most important things that I learned from my father, Hans, and he really told me this when I was really young, he said, you're always as good as the musicians that you surround yourself with. When you play with people that are really good, even if you're not so good, they lift you up. And I started my first band when I was 13 years old, and I just called up all my father's musicians. They were like 30, 40 years old, but I thought, you know, they're really good, so if I play with them, it will sound better.
And here are some sounds from the stage of the International Jazz Festival in Bansko. Pick up the pieces performed by Candy Dalfa. It is a live recording.
We'll be right back. like this. Here we go. Put your hands up. Put your head both hands.
In Basque this year, we also saw German boogie pianist Axel Zwingenberger, who has toured with solo programs and joint projects with other artists. This time he was on stage with his Japanese colleague Keito Saito. They presented plays from their newly released album. Keito Saito is one of the most famous pianists in his homeland, the first artist there to have attempted to popularize the boogie style. And thanks to his efforts, this music already has many fans in Japan. Here is Axel Zwingenberger and Keito Saito performing on the stage in Bansko.
Thank you.
And also for the first time in Banská this year arrived legendary pianist and singer Tania Maria. She said she often erases from her memory events and moments from countries she has visited. And her previous trip to Bulgaria didn't leave a lasting trace. But now the Brazilian artist said, I promise to remember my concert in Banská and come back here and more.
There is only a few women that goes in that direction to be a musician in my country. I was born in 48. I started to go to this school, music school, when I was 7 years old. The only reason for me to do this school is because since we're not rich, we're poor, I was treated. For example, I did wash the dishes because my father told to my mother, she's gonna be a piano player, so she cannot wash the dishes. And everything that was very close to a mission of a woman. So I was very happy when I had this opportunity to do not wash, to do not. Cost me only 1 hour a day. For me, improvisation is a time that you can be free. And I need to be free in my life. So that the point, very important that I took in jazz. But I don't know how to play a jazz song because I don't have the same feeling that American people has about their music. So basically, I still very Brazilian. And so I come back once a year minimum. And I do absolutely nothing. I just observe what's going on. And that's, for me, very important. My analysis, I can say that nobody does what I do. See, it's a unique thing. Well, the way that I play, the way that I sing, the way that I am. So I'm not better than anybody. I don't think that I am a wonderful piano player, a wonderful singer. No. But what I do, it's something that I can say every day when I play piano, I say, it's not good at all, but go ahead.
And now let's hear a performance of Tania Maria, Aqua di Beber, again from the stage in Banská.
Eu quis amar, mas tive medo. Eu quis salvar meu coração, mas é que o amor traz um segredo. O medo pode matar o teu coração, água de beber. Água de beber, camará, água de beber. Água de beber, camará. Tão certa, entrei pra escola do perdão. A minha casa vive aberta, o medo pode matar o teu coração. Água de beber, água de beber, camara, água de beber. Água de beber, camara.
Brazilian flavor on the stage of the 17th edition of the International Jazz Festival in Bansko, and for the first time this year the event included concerts by students from the class of Associate Professor Stefko Unikyan from the Pop and Jazz Department of the National Music Academy. Young artists in Bulgaria should have the opportunity to stay in their own country. I really want the students to stay in Bulgaria, although some are planning to go abroad. I have worked for a long time in other countries, and I know the value of staying in your homeland. We are considering an album of recordings from the concerts in Bansko, and maybe it's too early to give away our plans, but we have an invitation from the Sofia Philharmonic Orchestra for a joint concert, said the prominent singer. And here is some more from the impressions of more participants from the United States who were in Bansko, Sound Under Garden Trio, who performed on the last festival night. They're based in Miami, Florida, and they said they were brought to Bulgaria by their interest in the Bulgarian folklore tradition.
Yeah, well, so I'm originally from San Francisco. I'm going to school in Miami now with these guys, but I still spend a lot of time in San Francisco, and there, just through friends, I've kind of become a part of this large world folk music community. It's very strong in the San Francisco area. People have a lot of respect for traditional musics from all around the world. And I happen to know, in particular, many musicians that play and study the Bulgarian folklore music. Through them, I've just kind of, you know, learned some of the dances and learned some of the music just slowly as I go to their parties and their festivals and their camps, and there's a lot of them all around, and I love the free lyricism of the music, and I love the rhythms and the way that the rhythms feel so natural. They're not boxed in, and I love the ornamentations, you know, the way that the instruments. I mean, I'm always fascinated by the sounds that Balkan clarinet players get out of the instrument. To me, when I heard Bulgarian clarinet, I was like, that's what the instrument's supposed to sound like. In classical music, it feels like it's putting it in a box, and Bulgarian music just really liberates. And I love the sound of the kaval. And gaida was my introduction to Bulgarian folk music, and it's just so powerful, and I love tambura, and that was a big inspiration. Me and Alec and David decided that we wanted to you know, take our music somewhere on tour to the world and show, you know, show it to people, because we're so portable, you know, we play small instruments so we can travel easily. So we said, let's go somewhere. And I said, you know, I know a lot of Bulgarians and I know a lot of Bulgarian musicians, and maybe I can get us some gigs in Bulgaria. And I'd love to go, because I'd love to see the folklore music live, real, you know, played in Bulgaria. And we've had chances to do that, and it's been wonderful. And so we started contacting people that we knew, and turns out there were some completely unexpected connections to Bulgaria from some people in Miami who know nothing about the folklore music, that happened to know someone, you know, a great drummer in New York. We got, you know, and so it was just connection after connection, and the, you know, performances and invitations to perform just started snowballing, and we got more and more, and so we just kind of made a whole tour out of it. We'll have 23 days here in Bulgaria total. Well, two in Serbia, but all the rest in Bulgaria. And we've had such an amazing time. The country's been so warm and treated us so well. We've met such incredible friends.
And here is what impressed the young singer Jessie Colosante from New York, artistic name Jessante.
The culture is amazing. I think that people get it, which is really nice. The appreciation for jazz here is incredible. And everything has been wonderful, start to finish. Even the jam sessions were amazing, just really polished musicians. And again, the appreciation is overwhelming. I was also surprised to see how much crossover music there was. I thought, all right, maybe it will just be me because I don't do straight ahead jazz. So I was really impressed with the fact that it's been different genres, not specifically jazz. So that was really nice to see.
Jessie Colosante from New York. And along with concerts, jam sessions and press conferences, the festival in Banská Bystrica this year offered an interesting accompanying program, which included exhibitions and lectures. And one of the most remarkable guests in Banská was German actress Barbara Rüting. Known to her contemporaries for appearing in about 50 films, former member of Parliament of Bavaria, active defender of human rights and animal rights, she's the author of many books on healthy living. And Banská even has a street named after her, because of the aid that the actress offered to the town in the difficult years after 1989. Barbara Rüting was awarded with the honorary sign of the mayor of Banská for her contribution to the development of the town.
Life is not always funny, but to say, okay, I do my best, because I'm a little part of a whole, I'm responsible for how the world looks. Try to save the planet, also by eating. And that's why I'm a vegetarian. I want to, with my fork and knife, do something for Mother Earth.
And the most important thing in life?
To be authentic, I would say. To be who I am. And not let myself being manipulated by people who say, but you should do that, you should be like that, you should be thin, you should be like a model. Just be as I am and have the courage to live this too.
And these were only some of the voices and sounds from the stage of the 17th edition of the International Jazz Festival in Banská, brought to us by Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezuska. And we conclude this edition of Time Out for Music with a performance of the Kuba Stankevich Quartet from London. They led in the symbolic charts of many specialists. Here is another live recording from their concert in Banská. The track is entitled November Sun. Thank you. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.